On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, consent and privacy are leading societal issues. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Smith, a lecturer of cognitive science in the School of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences, explores them in the context of sports.
When Dale Lloyd II, a 19-year-old football player at Rice University, died in 2006 from heat exhaustion linked to a genetic trait called sickle cell, the National Collegiate Athletic Association implemented a policy requiring all NCAA Division I athletes to be screened for the genetic condition in hopes of preventing similar deaths among other student athletes who might not be aware they carry the gene. By 2015, screenings had expanded to include all college athletes, placing it among the largest mandatory genetic screening programs in the United States. And while the debate continues over the need for such an extensive policy, my research shows that students often did not know they were being tested and therefore could not give informed consent. The clinical practices surrounding the screening of student athletes for sickle cell trait appear unacceptable in several ways. The NCAA and its member institutions are not always informing student athletes of what is involved in so-called routine blood tests. Also, student athletes who learn that they are carriers of sickle cell trait may not understand the implications of that result because the NCAA and its member institutions do not routinely offer counseling. Yet, the test is not benign. It could have substantial negative outcomes, including consequences for individual student athletes when they seek employment or insurance. Testing for sickle cell trait could be beneficial to student athletes if they are aware, informed, and able to take action to prevent a sickle cell trait-related condition. But it is unclear that student athletes are receiving such information or are given the tools to make use of it.
That was Susan Smith of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.